John Harbaugh questions for, of course, we've got to talk about Dan Pitcher, the Bengals OC. Jim Schwartz and Tommy Rees both getting head coach interviews tomorrow as well. All the names, all the potential situations here as we react to, but it should be noted, we got to get to the Kevin Stefanski stuff, as Kevin apparently and reportedly had dinner with the Giants last night. He is interviewing today, so you get the carryover. The Giants also being very smart in this, not immediately just pivoting to John Harbaugh and treating Kevin Stefanski like he doesn't exist, which I...
Although they kind of did in some ways. Although they've extended their search now, right? Because now I think McCarthy's got an interview on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're opening it up.
Yeah.
Well, also,
it's got to be the analytics candidate.
Well, also, at the same time, kind of closing it as well.
What I like about this is I as soon as I saw the... They were at dinner last night with Kevin, and today's the big interview. My honest-to-goodness thought was, oh, they were at dinner with Kevin when the Harbaugh news broke.
Oh, you know what this is?
Can you imagine how rough that is if you're Kevin?
This is Lane Kiffin courtside with Sam Levitt. As you get the news about the Washington quarterback, yeah. And then you see there's a photo out there where Wayne's looking at his phone, and he's clearly seeing that the Washington quarterback became available, and it's like, but I'm here with Sam Levitt.
Yep.
What's going on?
It's getting real awkward up in here.
Do we need to change this? Does something need to happen? Something different need to happen? That is very awkward.
I honestly do think with all these quarterbacks, Lane is back to his Joey Freshwater days. He's just got too many options. Right? If you give him like, you got to find your quarterback at like Tarleton State, he's going to be great. But if you're like, you can have any of these quarterbacks in this quarterback buffet, he's going to try and take a bite of this quarterback and then this quarterback. And before you know it, Layla Kiffin leaves him again.
They teach in billions. A man is only as loyal as his options, right?
That's true, which I don't believe, by the way.
I don't either. I think about that quote a lot. Yeah, I don't believe it either.
I think that's what rich people say to make themselves feel better for cheating on their spouses.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Axelrod said it, so yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. Cheating on Malin Ackerman, by the way. What an idiot.
What a dumb move.
Oh, my God.
It's such a dumb move.
Oh, my goodness. They just wrote her off the show. That wasn't nice. Now, all this being said, with Ashley coming up in just about 15 minutes, we gotta do our best here not to relive history.
Okay.
We do. And if you remember, one of the great, I would say, clarion calls, one of the great charges you could throw at somebody after the Baker stuff happened, where Deshaun Watson doesn't do anything in Cleveland, well, doesn't do anything good in Cleveland, and then Baker Mayfield goes down to Tampa and, you know, plays really well and gets to the playoffs a bunch and all that, was if you said anything positive about Baker, it became revisionist history. Ken Carmen of the Ken Carmen Show this morning had something to say, had a forewarning, threw it out there, called his shot with Kevin Stefanski and the idea of him going to Baltimore.
Would fans have a problem if he ended up with the Ravens?
Well, if you didn't think he was good here, don't you want him to go to a rival?
Yeah, but I could still see the same people. There is a group of folks, not everybody, but there is a group of folks who are perpetually upset. I think that they would immediately get nervous about that. Like, I liked Kevin. I still like Kevin. I thought that the run had come to its end, but if he ends up in Baltimore and he ends up winning in Baltimore, I can look at it and go, well, it wasn't a good situation. Can I? Can I do that, or do we have to do the Baker thing with Kevin? You better record everything we're saying, because if he goes into Baltimore some way, somehow, and has success, it's all going to be revisionist history.
If we would have ran a poll at the end of the year, does he need to go? I think majority of people, now would they forget that they voted that way if Stefanski is hosting a Lombardi Trophy in 2 years with Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, obviously they would.
Every generation of sports talk has some level of slanderous term that, if this is said about you, becomes the worst thing you can say, right? Pandering. That was a big thing as you and I broke into this business. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be a panderer, right? You can't possibly, you don't. That's the worst thing to be called. The new thing in sports talk is revisionist history, people. So I want to clearly define revisionist history.
Okay.
If you look at this and say, I don't like Kevin being the head coach anymore because I don't think he's good enough to win in this situation. And then he goes to Baltimore and he starts succeeding, and you get mad that he's succeeding there and feel like the Browns really screwed the pooch. That's not revisionist history. As long as revisionist history is, you say fire Kevin Stefanski, he goes to Baltimore, has success, and you go, I never wanted to fire Kevin Stefanski.
You're right. Yeah, that would be revisionist history. I look at this in a very interesting and different way, I feel like. I'm not scared of where Stefanski goes in the slightest bit. And to what Lima was saying, like, if you didn't think Stefanski could do anything here, then you shouldn't be upset by it. And you're right. I wouldn't be upset by it. I'm not scared of him going to Baltimore, while also understanding I think Stefanski's only as good as the talent around him. My problem with Stefanski is he never made anybody better, but he also really made anybody worse either. And so, like, Lamar will be fine, and he'll be fine in Baltimore. Do I think they win playoff games? No. So I'm really not scared.
So I'm not necessarily afraid, but I do think there's something logical about saying, do you think Kevin Stefanski will win more games in Baltimore than he would in Cleveland?
Is this an obvious assumption that if he goes to Baltimore with that team, he's going to win more games? Like, that's not...
Because what's the knock on Kevin?
That's obvious.
If Kevin doesn't have talent, you're not going to supersede expectations, right?
He's never going to get you anything more than what you have as far as the talent on the roster.
But if the talent's there,
he's going to be able to do something.
And so, like, that's the fear. The fear is not Kevin is, you know, he's suddenly going to turn into Vince Lombardi. It is Kevin could have continued perpetual success there that he wouldn't have here. And meanwhile, you're stuck with like maybe three coaching searches.
The only takeaway would be congratulations. They got him the quarterback that he never had here.
Yeah.
Okay. Were we ever going to get a Lamar Jackson? There's only four of those type Lamar Jackson caliber quarterbacks in the NFL. We're probably not going to have one of those guys anyway.
But again, that's not revisionist history. So, during the Baker stuff, those guys threw around some heavy-handed accusations about people in Cleveland. A lot of fans got the revisionist history tag. You and I right now, I've decided that we're going to avoid all of this because I have prepared a written statement.
Okay, good.
All right? I have written a statement that I can... We've
clarified, though. You don't do better when it's written down. You do better when it's...
I'm more of an improviser.
You're an improv
guy. But in this case, I thought it was... I was going to have it notarized, and then I realized I don't know what notary.
Remember your 2020s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't. You tell me about them. I don't remember them at all, actually.
That was a decade ago. I've gotten better on script.
You always tell me when it's on script. Yeah. That's not where you shine, so I'm worried about this for you.
You got to slow down a little bit.
I want you to make sure you don't...
You got to visualize the audience naked. That's another one.
If you mess up some of the words, we might have a chance for this audio then to get some revisionist history down the line.
Well, in fairness, anybody claiming revisionist history isn't really good at playing audio and deriving meaning from it anyway.
Listen, AI can get me to say whatever I need you to say anyways.
Alan Iverson?
You just talk. No, not him. Okay. Not him.
All right.
A new overlord's grok.
So I'm gonna ask for some space here, because this is me. I'm taking accountability right now in front of everyone and God and the Ken Carman Show.
With Anthony Wyma.
We're killing the bit already. I, Nicholas Maximus Stradivarius Conjunctivitis Ignominious Snoop Aloop Wilson, hereby testify that I am of relative sound mind, slightly decrepit body, and tremendously sloven appearance, do solemnly so swear, damn, the following things to be my true and real opinions on Kevin Stefanski. Article 1, I believe the Browns should have fired Kevin Stefanski last year, and I wanted him fired this year, too. Article 2. I believe Kevin Stefanski to be an average NFL head coach. If you giveth him talent, he can winneth. If you don't, thou giveth talenteth, he will not winneth. Article 3. Kevin Stefanski would have, obviously, more success in Baltimore than he did as the head coach in Cleveland for blatant and obvious reasons. Article 4. I notified Ken and Anthony that I would be needling them about shouting revisionist history every 5 seconds. I subsequently shared that I'd be outright stealing Lima's public statement bit. In my defense, I think this one's going to go better than Lima's Josh McDaniel bit went earlier this week. I hope this is trending on social media so that Lima hears about it like when Bull and Fox had a show. Article 5. The show Frasier is about intelligent characters, but the humor itself is too broad to be considered intelligent. Honestly, the humor, while funny,
is dumb humor.
It's a fine show,
but a bit overrated. Hold on. I had no problem with the articles until this point. What is going on?
I hold these opinions to be my truth and nothing but my truth.
It's not how you program a station, though, KCLC.
In the future, I doth avow to stick to these opinions and avoid any attempts at the greatest slander one can have in broadcasting to thine own profession, revisionist history.
And they had like a cooking show and like a psychology show. It was weird format.
I so swear, damn, to hold my truth and my honor on these matters as I am a gentleman of the fine state of Ohio, and I will conduct myself thusly. Signed, Nicholas Maximus Stradivarius, Conjunctivitis Ignominious, Snoopaloop Wilson, January 7th in the year of our Lord.
Is that your confirmation name?
2026, 9:10 a.m. in the morning.
A lot of ifs, a lot of articles.
Well, you got it's a legal thing. You got to really write it there.
Is it notarized?
Yeah. No, I don't know notaries. Who knows notaries?
That's how you get it legalized.
Yeah. Well, we can get it done after the fact. I've now said it. Mac, are you a notary?
No, my mom is. I can get that notarized for you if you want.
Look, we got a free notary out of all this.
Look at this.
What a deal this is.
Also, does that mean I have to stop making mom jokes?
It would definitely
No
help.
Deal. No deal. No, I'm out. So there, we've got it written in stone.
Okay,
I've given my takes. If, Mac, you want to make sure to save this segment.
What was up with the Frasier one? Where did that come from?
Well, I want to make sure that in the future, if I give this Frasier take, it's not like a revisionist thing. People aren't thinking I'm doing it to like the reboot of Frasier.
I like the reboot, too.
It happened. It definitely happened.
You didn't even watch the reboot.
Nobody did.
I did. I just told you I did. What do you mean?
Yeah, we got one guy?
I did. I liked it.
We got
it was
one
funny.
Guy?
Yeah, he's in Boston, and then all of a sudden his son is taking over the role of his dad and being the sports diehard, not as much of an intellectual as Frasier was.
Couldn't be more different.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
He's just like his grandfather, but alive.
Yeah, Martin died. It kind of sucked for the show. And then here we go. We got the guy. Yeah. We got the kid back.
But Daphne.
It's a good time.
She's 50 now. We got that going
Daphne's
for us.
Daphne's not a part of the show.
Of course not. She's 50 now.
No, Niles comes on, but Daphne doesn't come on. Unfortunate.
All right. Can we do the best to avoid revisionist history? Have we succeeded as of yet? Would Kevin Stefanski have more success in Baltimore than Cleveland? I think it's okay if you look at this and go, Kevin can go anywhere and have success and it won't bother me.
I think it's just obvious that if he goes to Baltimore, whoever goes to Baltimore isn't going to fall flat on their face. Unless this turns into a Sirianni Eagles type situation where it just all the Lamar stuff starts to really come out, and then Lamar at 30 years old already starting to show some signs of slowing down, and then it's just one big downward spiral. Like, there is a chance the person that takes over is buying Lamar stock at the wrong time to be buying Lamar stock, and it does just go downhill.
I wish that was in this damn. I wish that was Article 6 because I could have done the. I think John Harbaugh as a head coach is going to age better. Then Lamar Jackson is a quarterback. Dang it.
There we go.
Maybe the next.
Well, add it in and we'll get that notarized.
Can we get an addendum? Do I have to write up a whole nother thing or can we never just, no, we'll do it. We'll figure it out. Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com. We'll talk Dan Pitcher, Jim Schwartz, Dan Lobby, all the Dans, Dan Menigan in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.